Hey there, is this Adrian?
Yeah.
Hey there, Adrian. My name is Richard Taylor. I believe you've been speaking to a lendee of mine named Ben. I'm his private money lender. I believe he had two houses that you were talking to him about, one on Jonell Avenue and then another one in Quinlan, Texas. Am I speaking to the right guy here? Perfect. Just wanted to hash out some terms with you really quickly and see if we'd be a good fit for you. Can you tell me a little bit about the properties? I'm not seeing too many photos on the internet, and I don't know too much about Quinlan. I got a property in San Antonio, but Dallas, not super familiar. Hoping you can shed some light on
Quinlan is
that.
in a lake community. It's a big lake called Lake Tawakoni.
Got it.
It's east of Dallas. It's about 45 minutes to an hour east of Dallas.
45 minutes to an hour east of Dallas. Now, would you say there's a decent rental market there? Because I looked up the population. I was seeing like 1,000 people lived out there. Just wondering if you knew anything about the rental demand.
Yeah, it's grown quite a bit in that area, and I was renting it out for $1,750 a month.
Wow, $1,750 for the 2-1 in Quinlan?
No, the one in Quinlan's a 3-2.
Oh wow. Oh, got it. It must have had the wrong information on Zillow. It was telling me 2-1, but 3-2. Okay, great. So the
Yeah,
three
so it
two
was a 2-1 prior to. And then the previous owner added a master bedroom in the back, so that's probably, I don't know what you're seeing, but it's a 3-2 in Quinlan, about 1750 square feet now. When they added on the laundry room and a master bath and master bedroom.
Got it. Okay. So they added on. Do you know if they got those as approved additions, the additional bedroom and bathroom?
Was not needed because it's outside the city limits.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay. So for that one in Quinlan, the 3-2, about the rental market, have you ever put it up for rent? Do you know anything about the rentals out there?
Yeah, that's the one I was renting for $1,750.
Wow. Now, where does the demand come from? Because that's high for a property like that. That's really, really good. I just wasn't seeing any comps out there to show numbers like that.
The only thing I could think of is it's on a corner lot. It's on a bend, and it sits a little over a third of an acre, and it's got a big workshop in the back, and an oversized 2-car garage that's detached. And to the right of that garage is the rest of the land. So, for example, the tenant that was there was in the city of Mesquite, which is another popular rental area, but he needed more. He owned a AC company, so he needed more room to park trucks, put his equipment, so it works great for him.
Interesting.
And
I may have to take a look at the rental history there. If you could provide me any insight, because in terms of the internet, I just can't find anything out there. So if you had some inquiries that you could share with us, or maybe a past lease that you had, I would love to run the numbers on that one at 1750. I'm just not seeing much out there. So if you could
Yeah,
send
I
over
could
some
send you
more
the
details
lease on
about that.
the. I mean, we've only had one tenant, so
Got
I
it.
don't have any other history other than the one tenant. And the plan was to owner finance it, and we're kind of getting rid of our single family, so it's nothing that has to do with the tenant. We wanted to get rid of single family rentals,
Got
and
it.
instead of losing the cash value, knowing that it was a good rental market. We figured a homeowner could own that for roughly the same price as we were renting and still collect cash flow and, of course, down payment, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Got it. Got it. Well, we can probably have a discussion about that one. I'm more interested in Jonell as it is in a bit of a major city here. So I'm not seeing any photos of this one on the internet, but I did see that the comment on here said fully remodeled. So you guys have recently executed a renovation on it?
About 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. So
About
it
two,
probably
closer to
has like the
three, probably.
LVP new sink, countertops, stuff like that.
Everything. Yeah, the whole nine
And
yards. Roof, everything.
is the no photos because you have an active lease in place?
We do have an active lease in place. They're month to month. That one is renting for 1500.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it is a 2-1. That's the 2-1.
Got it. Okay. 2-1. And is it 672 square feet? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's closer to like the 800, but it's unofficial measurement. That's the contractor measuring it.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So here's what we're looking to do here. Generally speaking, we like to give you your asking price, so we won't beat you up on that at all. In fact, sometimes we go above asking price. We try to make our monthly payments the vast majority of whatever the property's bringing in as a rental. So this makes sense to you, because I understand that, the conventional method of sale is just to receive a lump sum. And then I try to double, if not triple, my down payment to you when it comes to our other lending options, FHA and conventional included in those. So that sort of depends on your debt service on the house. So is this one free and clear? Because if so, we'd love to give you pretty much what you're making as a rental and monthly payments on this one, in addition to that asking price at $225.
No, there is a first lien on it. I do have a mortgage of about $100,000, so I was basically going to wrap my own note.
Oh, got it. Okay. So would we be taking that over subject to?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So take over that first position subject to, you'd sit in second position with your seller carry back. Now that note here, I'm guessing that allows you to cash flow quite a bit, given that it's only $100,000, or was the initial loan amount quite higher?
No, that's what we owe is 100.
Okay, perfect. I'm just trying to figure it out because your monthly payments or your PITI is based on that initial loan amount. So if you've got a $100,000 loan on there, even at like 7% interest, 8%, you still would probably cash flow. Do you happen to know what the PITI is on that offhand? Because we could guess with a loose interest rate. If you happen to know when you got the loan, I could probably guess what interest rates were during that time.
I could tell you here, our PITI is 939.
939. Got it. Okay. And there's no HOA in this area, I'm assuming?
No. But it is an
Perfect.
area that's actively growing, a lot of tear down and new build. You're seeing that
Got it.
all around.
I like the number that your tenant's giving us. I was seeing an estimate of like 1250 on Zillow, so I would
It used
actually
to
like
be.
to.
It was 12, it was 1300 actually.
Got
And
it.
that 1500 went up about 6 months ago.
Is this one of those areas in Dallas that has really high Section 8 rents? I know Dallas sometimes has that.
That I don't know. It is a heavily Hispanic neighborhood or Mexican neighborhood.
Got
And
it.
those tenants are actually of Mexican descent, I guess, if you will, or Mexican national. They got my favorite
So
because they never miss.
now this, wow. Wow. Okay. So you're getting a great rent on there compared to that 1250 estimate. So ideally, we may want to keep them in place and see if we can give you as much as possible on that. So you have
Yeah, they're fantastic, by the
nine.
way. They deposit every month.
Okay. So we probably will want to look into keeping them. Do you have like a trailing rent roll, like a history of the rents to show their consistency on there? Because that's going to help a
Yeah, the
lot.
only thing you will have to do for them is bill back the utilities.
They'll pay the utilities.
Just yeah,
Excellent.
bill back, like you pay and you just send them the bill and then they'll pay
Got
you.
it. Perfect, perfect,
Yeah,
perfect.
they just make a deposit at the bank.
And any criminal history there either?
No.
Perfect. Okay. So out of the 1500, are you using a management company or are you self-managing?
Self-managed.
Self-managed. So that's probably why you're looking to liquidate. They're just a hassle compared to the multifamily all in one spot.
Yeah, well, we've got 35 doors in multifamily and it was just a 24 strategy. Let's move on to multifamily, and I'm working on a 30 quad. We're building 30 quadplexes in South Texas, and that's going to eat up a lot of my time.
Wow. Do you guys need any extra private money lending on that? We'd
Yep.
love to get involved in other
Yep.
people's projects as
Yep.
well.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Oh,
Yes.
wow. Sounds like I hit something there. Let's figure out this first, then let's talk about that. I like to lend on seller finance and subject to deals. And then any sort of development projects that we have there, I like to do a percentage of equity. So if we can get in like 20%, 30%, something like that, it's a win for us. But we'll talk about that at a later date here. So this one right here, $1,500 per month, I like to take 20% off the top of my rentals. So whenever I'm looking at $1,500, I'm just considering that that's actually like $1,200. Is that reasonable? Because I'm trying to base my payments to you off of essentially what we're making per month as a rental. What are you sort of seeing as expenses there?
Let me write this down so I understand.
We're usually taking like 20 to 25%. Sometimes I see 30%. I always like to go off of the investor's numbers when I'm talking seller financing, just so I'm not like giving you weird numbers here.
So let's see. Give me one sec. So you're looking to pay me $1,200?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if I'm renting out the house for $1,500 here, I'm assuming that I'm making $1,200 per month after expenses, because every single rental we look at, we always get a little bit less than we expect to. So I use 20% for that figure. I'm not sure you underwrite that way. I just want to make sure that we're using numbers that align. So I just budget about $300 out of the 15 for expenses, like light bulbs breaking
To just make it crystal clear, what monthly payment are you looking to pay to me?
I don't know if we have room yet. I'm trying to run numbers
here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. So. I mean, even if we use less than that, like let's budget like $150 a month for expenses. So if I'm at, you know, $1,350 instead of $1,500, just for something that I might need per month, because I'm in Oregon, so I'm nowhere near this. We have virtual management. It's probably going to cost me about 8%. So if I'm receiving $1,350 income, like year end net sheet, and I have a $950 PITI, we're making about $400 per month. So I want to give you as much of that as I possibly can. But we're just not cash flowing a ton here. So my figure to you would, you know, be somewhere in the $250, $350 range on top of paying your mortgage here. Because I want to try to give you that similar amount to what you're profiting while also fitting in management. So we'll essentially break even on this as a rental. We'll be able to probably give you an additional $300 to $400 on top of taking over that mortgage there. And then we'll give you asking price, and I'd like to offer a balloon here so that you don't have to wait like a full length of a mortgage to get paid.
Okay, so keep going. What's the down payment look like?
So, well, let's determine price for that first. So if we're looking at 225, we'll do the 225,000. If I'm getting a conventional on 225, I'm putting down just about $10,000, $11,000, we go ahead and double that, man. So we can give you double what we have to put down. Conventional, I'd offer you $20,000 down. We take over the mortgage, give you $300 per month, and on the sixth year, we'll balloon you out for the remaining amount owed on 225.
Okay, so we're the balance would be 205, we'll call it.
Principal 205, and then out of that, we have about 105, 100 or 105, you say, on the mortgage.
About 100.
100. So there's a seller carry back in second position of 205.
Well, so roughly 5 years, we'll have all the 200 back.
Yeah. So are you? Do you happen to be a listing agent? Because I probably not. You probably would have listed it yourself. But ideally, we'd want to list it. You know, about 5 years, 6 months, 5 years, seven months into this to anticipate a sale in 6 years.
I am a listing agent. In fact, when you were calling me, I was just prepping to list it.
Wow. Okay. So here's what I would say. Like, let's list it. But I'd like to have you
actually active. I just hit the active button before you called me.
I saw that. It says 2 minutes ago on Zillow, but I think it's still loading. I was like, is this for sale by owner? Is this?
Yeah, just loaded. And in the private docs is where it says seller finance.
Oh, and I see your name there. Got it. So here's what I'd say. You know, why don't we just go ahead and have you be the listing agent on the sale if we were to come to an agreement here? That way we can get you paid on the commission and just keep it all in-house so that there's not really a question of how that balloon's going to be paid
down the road.
I'm sorry, you cut out right there. What'd you say?
You're talking listing it again 6 years down the road.
Probably about 5 years and 7 months if we were to do the balloon on the sixth year. So I think that interest rates are going to be significantly lower. We have three rate declines planned for this year. So I think in 5, 6 years, we'll probably be at like a 4.5 to 5.5. So I'm thinking sales are going to be a lot more feasible at that time. And I'd love to use you as the listing agent in the event that we were to come to an agreement here.
Would it be wise of you all to take over, like assume, like do a traditional assume the note in that amount of time? I guess honestly, you try to cash out, right, at that point in 6 years?
So we just pay off the entire note at that time. So mortgage and equity included. As far as the assumption, you know, we probably couldn't assume it. I mean, my income comes from content creation and real estate. The banks hate the way that we make money, and they would not qualify us for a mortgage, even if we wanted to. Furthermore, they love to increase the rate whenever somebody new qualifies.
Right, I feel the pain. I know.
Yeah, I hate dealing with institutions, so that's why we're on the phone with you here. We love to take over old
things. So, to just sum it up, it obviously is pretty clear to me now. $300 a month, $20,000 down.
$225.
Yeah, $225, 6 years, balloon it out. And whether
you
I
with the listing agent, ideally.
Really about it, but in 6 years, be done with it.
That's what I'd like to do. Honestly, our end goal is to 1031 into multifamily like you're doing. We're just not at that stage right now. We can private money lend on multifamily, and we have in the past. However, you know, we're just at a stage right now where we only want to get in as sort of a silent third partner or second partner on these, as we're just not ready to front those development costs at this time. So we hope to get into it about 7 years down the line. It's in line with our investment strategy to balloon you out.
Okay. Well, the good news is I did list it, but I put restrictions because I was just going to hold an open house because of the tenants that are there.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if you kept them because they moved to me because an owner sold the house. You know, and it really started out renting it to a brother. And, you know, they're from Mexico, so they go back and forth. And it's just basically two brothers that interchange.
Okay, so here's what I'll say. I think we will keep the tenant because the area that this is in, Section 8 wise, they're paying $1,220, so your rate's actually pretty good. And if you have a tenant with good history, we can definitely keep them in there. So we'll include that in the agreement. I just want to make that contingent on me sort of seeing a trailing rent history from that tenant. So if you can just send over something like that, I'd be happy to write that into the contract.
Yeah, I can track down their rent. Okay, I will.
And hopefully we won't scare them away either, because I know how much they like to dash when they see something for sale. But if you let them know that there's an interested party here who will maintain their tenant or maintain, I guess, their living space here.
They already told me they would like to stay.
Oh, great. Excellent. Okay.
You know, 6 months ago.
And then also, can you send me details on the development you have going on with those quadruplexes?
Yeah, we can do that after this. We just barely just went under contract. It's been a 3 month process, 3 to 4 month process. Actually, no, it's been about a 4 month process to get it under contract.
Is it via seller financing, or do you have anything creative?
No, it's just another investor I know knows the builder, and the builder happens to be on the city development team. So he has all the insights and you know, can pull all the strings. And so he started to develop the roads and whatnot. It's a gated community, and we had to wait for the city to get the addresses in. So basically, he's going to build it for us, and it's his land. So he's going to build it, and then we're going to buy those buildings from him.
Perfect.
And that's how
I should learn a little bit more about that. Do you have a pro forma or anything like that, or is it a little bit too early for that?
No, I do. I can get all that to you as well. That's kind of what we use to make the decision to buy. And you said you're in. Oh, you're in Oregon, you said. You're not. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm in Oregon. We virtually manage property in Texas and Georgia. hopefully looking to expand to about 50 units this year. We purchased about 20 last year, wanting to do a little bit more than double that this year. So if you send me a little bit of information on that, chances are we could pull out of one of them that's free and clear, just get a little refinance and maybe allocate something towards that if there's some profitability in there for us. So if you send that over to me, I'd love to take a look at that. And then furthermore, do you want me to have my transaction coordinator reach out to you for Jonelle? I need to do some more research on the other one. I don't want to waste your time on that. So I'll let you know if we're good to go. But send me your rental history there. Maybe we can make something happen. I'm just a little bit uneasy about the population. But for this one here, we're good to go on our end. I can go ahead and have my transaction coordinator, Lexi, reach out to you at any time.
Yeah, that'd be great. So if you can give me an email, I can get you additional pictures if that would help.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for Jonelle, I really do need some photos of that.
Right, you don't have anything there. Well, you can find an L on the MLS. You should be able to see him.
I'm not licensed. I use buyer's agents in Texas.
Oh, okay. You should be able to find it on Realtor.com.
Let me give you I'll check it out on Realtor.com. I just assumed that it was a tenant-occupied house. We didn't have any photos of it, which we see a lot. So let me give you an email when you're ready.
Yep, ready.
That's going to be info at Grandin, Grandin, Taylor, Kaylor, properties with an IES, .com. Info at GrandinTaylorProperties.com.
Grandin is Grand, I-N,
Taylor. Oh, it's an interesting. And it's with a G, G-R, Grandin, but G-R-A-N-D-I-N with a G.
Yeah, so G-R-A-N-D, Grand, and then I-N, and then Taylor, traditional
G-A-Y-L-O-R,
properties.com.
Yes, and honestly, we should change that to GT properties. It's just so generic when I hear GT. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Well, this works too. Don't matter. Whatever. Whatever works, right? So,
yeah.
Okay. Let me. So, you want me to send you rent history? And then.
Rent history, pro forma on the four unit, and photos for Jonelle. And then we'll go ahead and send you a purchase and sale agreement for that one
Let's
as well.
Start with Jonelle just until we can wrap it up. I mean, we're barely at the very beginning stages of raising money for that deal. I mean, the most important thing is he's building 10 buildings in the next 30 days. So all he really wants is the 10% down for that, which is about $500,000. And then he's going to get started. And then we can continue raising for the next 20 buildings.
It's feasible with a refinance. So that's funds that we could come up with via refinance. So if we find the right project, that's doable for us. So send me over all the pro forma information you have on that, and I'll get back to you there. And then send me photos for this one, and then in the meantime, we'll send you the purchase and sale agreement. It'll take my transaction coordinator probably about, I want to say, maybe the next hour, but could be the next day, as we have about five others she needs to send out right now. So I'll get on her to do it, but we'll just send it in the meantime and then send me photos of that, and we'll take a peek there.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Well, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Richard Taylor.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and have her reach out right now. Do we have a good email for you? Did you give a good email to my partner here?
I don't know if I did. You can either find it online through that listing, or I can give you one that's not tied to the license.
Yeah, let's do that one if that's the fastest way to reach you, because I'm sure you'll be blown up when this one just goes live here.
Let me give you, it's going to be Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N.
Got it.
At Tired, so T-I-R-E-D, teachers, plural, buy houses, B-U-I, houses.com. Houses is plural.
Right. Got it. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Adrian. I appreciate it, and then we will be in contact soon.
Perfect. I'll send you that stuff here shortly.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.